Lesson 5. Literature. Page 36. Exercise 1. Guess the meanings of the words, then read and listen to the story and check your answers.
An unusual hobby. When Nirmin's family moved to Oxford for her dad's job, she misses her hometown, Alexandria. She decides to use her favorite hobby, geocaching, to explore the city. Geocaching is a special sort of outdoor treasure hunt. Just like a normal treasure hunt, you solve clues to help you find something interesting, the treasure. But in geocaching, the clues come from an app on your phone. When you solve the clues, you get coordinates, which are pairs of numbers. These help you find the treasure, the geocache, a box with small, interesting things in it. In Alexandria, Nirmin loved geocaching with her friends. She's worried that her new classmates might think geocaching is geeky, so she doesn't tell them about it. Then one lunchtime, Nirmin is looking at a new challenge on her phone when two girls from her class, Sarah and Ella, come over. "What's that game?" asks Sarah. Nirmin explains. "There are millions of geocaches all over the world. When you find one, you don't take the treasure. You write your name in a logbook to tell other geocachers that you found it, then you put it back. If you want, you can put something new into the geocache for other people to find."
"That sounds fun," says Ella. "Can we play too?"
"Sure, but this is a really difficult one."
"That's okay.
Three heads are better than one. So maybe we will find the treasure more quickly together." Their classmates notice that Nirmin, Sarah, and Ella are spending all their lunch times together. They ask questions, and soon there are 10 of them geocaching. When they find the geocache, they discuss what to add to it. They decide on a school chair and a shell from the beach in Alexandria. One day, Nirmin, Sarah, and Ella decide to make their own geocache. They tell their math teacher. She thinks their idea is good and says that the geocache could be a challenge for the rest of the class. The clues lead the class all over the school. It's hard work, and they have to work together. Nirmin feels included and happy. Finally, they work out the coordinates and find the geocache. They all have such a good time that they don't even mind that the treasure is extra math homework.